Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, it is Clips of the Week time, and Andy, would you care to kick us off?
I would, and we kick off with Alan Brazil talking Newcastle.
Newcastle may have to offload stars. Chief Executive Darren Eales says the club has to be compliant with the Premier League's profit and sustainability.
Oh, he got there in the end. Alongside him there on breakfast. That's right. Phil Collins. Was Ray Parlour, who was also chatting about the tune.
Suddenly you're 2-0 down. It's a real mountain to climb. But Heddy Owl, we absolutely delight with his players.
Heddy Owl. It's like having Goffey back.
Yeah, Goffey's been coaching him.
My old mate, Heddy Owl. Next, Andy.
This is Weekend Breakfast, Natalie Sawyer, with an interesting suggestion for co-host Tony Cascarino.
And because Paddy Mingus is not 100% confirmed, Cass, we were thinking maybe you'd like to have a little audition.
No.
Fair enough, OK. Well, maybe give it a bit more thought than that, Cass. It would have been
brilliant.
Here's the Moose with a question for the Eastleigh manager, Richard Hill.
I was a bit surprised that Paul McCallum didn't take the penalty or Scott Quigley when you've got them on the pitch, but Chris McGuire did the job.
Paul McCallum don't take penalties.
That'll be it then, won't it? There you go. It's not a Richard Hill to die on, Moose, is it?
Oh, very good.
So, next.
Meanwhile, it sounds as if our fellow TalkSport presenter, Majestic, is considering a spot of male grooming.
Could be, yeah.
And the Arteta out phone calls are already coming in. What do you think? Do you want to back your manager? Call us. Back or sack?
Or crack.
Yes, well, maybe he's going to go for all three when he gets in there. They'll talk him in. They'll talk him into all three. This is Hugh Woozencroft now, suddenly morphing into Mark Lawrenson.
We'll also be joined a little bit later on, 8:30, by Stephen Colker, the former England, Spurs and Liverpool defender, now a coach out in Malaga. We'll be asking him about Ivan Tierney.
Ivan Tierney, what, at the moment?
Brentford need Ivan Tierney at the moment.
They certainly do need him at the moment. Yeah. So it's you, isn't it, Andy, I believe?
It is. It's Alan Brazil's back with big American football news.
That, of course, Viva Las Vegas by Elvis, and we're playing it because the Super Bowl in Vegas is this year in Vegas.
Wow, OK. I thought the Super Bowl in Vegas was this year in Miami. So thanks for pointing that out. Actually, it's not just Bullseye, of course, that's coming back. Gladiators is on tomorrow. Yeah, I wonder if Cass would fancy doing that.
No.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Cass, again, you're just giving
this
short shrift, aren't you, really?
This is Charlie Baker sitting in for you, Paul, on this show on Wednesday.
8:10:89. You're listening to Charlie Baker and Andy Jacobs on TalkSport in partnership with Toolstation. Great deals on power stations.
Oh, that sounds good. Fantastic. I might pick one up. I didn't know they sold them.
Yeah.
See if they're doing a little bit of a Dizzy on size will be at the moment.
I'd go for it if I was you.
That sounds a good idea. Anyway, time now for Andy Jacobs, the first in an occasional series. It's One for the Grandads. This is from Breakfast.
A very good morning, Paul Dickov. Paul, morning.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning. Good morning, Ray Allen. Happy New Year.
Ray Allen, where's Lord Charles?
Yes, there he is.
There we are. Where's Lord Charles?
Martin Keller.
Ask your granddad, kids.
Love that one.
Dad, what does that mean on the school run? Dad, who's Ray Allen, Dad? Who's Lord Charles? Even I don't know that one. You better ask your granddad when you get home. This is the TalkSport Quarter of the Week to the Sports Bar. Pabs?
Pabs?
Hang on, wait there. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear me now, yeah. So I
Certainly,
had you on my I had you on my Bluetooth speaker, right. So you couldn't hear me.
Pabs?
So, yeah, well, yeah, can you hear me?
Pabs?
Yeah, hold on.
Talk Sport, caller of the week.
I think that was Pabs, the year they were trying to
Pabs, yeah, tremendous.
Yeah.
Here's Shabana Hearn now with a shock admission.
My husband's got man flu, Jeff, which means everything grinds to a halt in our house. You know what it's like, because it's worse because you're a man, so obviously things are heightened. So he's got that. So we watched the telly in the bed last night. Ali McCoist was there.
Blimey. Oh, well, I mean, I know Ali's popular. Everybody loves Ali, but there comes a point, Shaban, really. Comes a point. This is a classic bit of moose that needs no introduction.
My advice to everybody in football about those two rounds of replays is two words, very simple, get on with it.
You couldn't make it up, could you?
As four words.
Yeah. We are. Never
mind. So very simple was two words.
Yeah, that's true.
So you could have said six words. That might have been more accurate.
That's not, I say, it didn't need any introduction into or explanation, really.
Or analysis.
Yes.
Here's Stuart Pearce on commentary duty.
At half-time, if you ask me who's the best player on the pitch, it's him. He looks the one that's going to create the most. I've not seen him being bare-backsided.
Well, that's a good thing, surely, because I would imagine that could be a straight red.
Not an afternoon game.
And on a similar note, this is Scott Minto and Hugh Rosencroft.
Keep with it and keep working hard and forget the noise around.
My job's the noise. You do realise that, don't you?
And you're doing really well. There's a lot of noise coming from your end.
A lot of noise coming from your end, dirty boy.
Yeah. Completing the bum trilogy.
It's the bum trilogy, Andy.
Very much so. In spectacular fashion is Darren Bent on Drive.
For me, defensively, Carl Walker is the best, but as I said, when you look at what Trent could do with the ball at his feet and what he's got in his arsery,
I think he means his armoury. He did say he's got the best butt. So there we are, that's the bum trilogy for you.
Marvellous.
And actually, do you know what? It's not just Bullseye and Gladiators that are coming back. We got Dancing on Ice. That's on this Sunday as well. So, Cass?
No.
Well, I think we'll leave it there, do you? I mean, clearly not keen to do anything but weekend breakfast.
And finally,
Andy.
Yeah. It's Jim White chatting to a caller.
Dortmund don't have an option to buy Sancho, so we might be back with you.
Morning, gents. How you doing?
Morning, Jack. You sound very chirpy. I mean, he could come back, Jack.
He could come back, Jack. Yeah, and then we had options there. One of them was Steely Dan, but we took the Paul Simon route instead. 50 ways to
leave your lover. I mean, he could come back, Jack.
Make a new plan. He did slightly change. Don't need to be coy,
Roy. I wanted to cut in Stan Collymore and Roy Hodgson.
You wanted to do a makeup. You wanted to turn it into a kind of tumbleweeds extravagance.
Grumbleweeds,
not the tumble. No, it probably would have been tumbleweeds.
It would have been, you were right the first time.
Yeah. Anyway, there's the clips of the week. These are the people that suggested clips, some of which haven't used their own names. Can you work out which ones they are? Witless Burks. Daily Deal. Johnny in Vegas.
Jenkins.
No. Reed Anderson. Curtis in Mayfield. Do you see what I mean?
No.
The Duke of Knutsford.
No.
Worcestershire Craig. Craig in Burley.
Yes. Oh, no.
No. Old Clumsy. Andrew Huff. Abby in Downton.
Yes. No.
Abby in Downton. Neil Acantha. Matt Allen. Keith in Stroud.
Yes.
Roger in Durham. Stop saying yes and no. Jeff Tate.
Yes.
Bayer Ball and Jack Woody. So anyway, so you could have used your real names and got the glow of whatever, being a star on TalkSport.
Nah.
So, and Bob Ballard, we should thank Bob
Simpson and Mow the Bomb. And
it basically is. Yeah, Bob suggested one as well. Thank you, Bob. So if you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do send in to us. Talksport.com/H&J. Text to 81089. Tweet to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. We just need a day and a time when you heard it. And if it's played like those guys, real name or not, you'll get a credit.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi,
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.